What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. It's Quick Tip Friday, my friends. Welcome back to the show. Rick Mulready here. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Super appreciate it. Hope all is going well, whatever you're up to today. With these quick tip episodes, this is where you're going to learn a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact and increase your revenue in the process. Because the more people you're helping, my friends, your revenue is going to grow. So I want to talk to you today about this concept that I call being responsible to people, not for them. And when I say people, I mean your students. This is whether you have a course, whether you are doing coaching, whether you have a group coaching program, whether you have a mastermind, whatever it is, where you're helping somebody in some medium, and this feeling that you're responsible for their success. And this quick tip episode is really inspired by a couple of different things. Number one, I'm going to share with you my own personal experience with this whole concept, because this is something that I've struggled with for probably the past 3 years and finally became comfortable with it in early 2019. So I'm recording this at the end of November 2019. And so it hasn't been that long. It's just been, 11 months ago, roughly, that I felt better about this. And it was also inspired by one of my accelerator students. His name is Quajo, and he DM'd me on Instagram yesterday. I'm going to get Quajo on the podcast here because his transformation in his business has been nothing short of amazing. Where he was in June before joining the July to December mastermind, where he was then and where he is now is like ridiculous in a good way. And so essentially what he did was he created a higher ticket group coaching program. So Quajo lives in China and he teaches Chinese to expats, and it's mainly conversational Chinese. And he has this amazing formula in how he does it. And so at our July retreat, just to give some context there, at our July retreat here in San Diego, he didn't have this group coaching program. He had two very low dollar monthly memberships where he wasn't making a whole lot of money. And he was spending a lot of time on these things. So anyway, we gave him the idea to create this group coaching program. And he launched it right then and there. He launched it, like, I want to say the first night of our retreat. Long story short is he's now filled three group coaching programs with 15 people in each one. And these are between $600 and $800 per group coaching program. And, that might not seem high ticket to you, but for what he's, for what he's teaching, this is pretty high ticket. And so what he said to me was, I have these students, I have some students in the program that are, they have so much potential, and yet I'm giving them everything that they need, everything that I'm teaching them, exactly what they need to know, but they're not doing it. They're just not following through. They're not taking action on what they're learning. And he's like, this is so frustrating because I want them to be successful so badly, but I can't make them do it. And I was like, man, I totally know exactly what you're talking about. And I've had several conversations with colleagues of mine, friends of mine, students of mine over the years that who feel the exact same thing. Because for a long time, I felt that heaviness. I felt that frustration of when you are coaching somebody, whether it's direct coaching, group coaching program, one-on-one coaching, creating a program, an online course, and having students go through it, I have felt this heaviness. I have felt this responsibility to my students for them to be successful, for them to succeed. And this is what my student Kweja was feeling. He's like, you know, it's so frustrating. I'm giving them everything they need. They're just not doing it. They're not taking action. But I get it now. I can't be responsible for them. I can be responsible to them. And this is exactly what I have taught my, or I not taught necessarily. I teach it, but I tell my Accelerator Mastermind students this right from the get-go. I say, look, I am responsible to you, not for you. Meaning, I'm going to give you and surround you with everything that you need in order to be successful in your business, in order to take your business to the next level. I'm going to give you coaching. I'm going to give you community, accountability, and support. You know, the four pillars, really, if you will, of taking your business to the next level. But it's up to you to take action. It's up to you to keep moving forward and take the resources and the opportunities that you have available to you and run with them. I can't make somebody do it. And for years, this felt super heavy to me. And I almost stopped doing my mastermind and group coaching for this exact reason, because it felt heavy to me. Because when I have a more hands-on approach with somebody from a coaching perspective, I want nothing more than for them to succeed. I mean, I want all my students to succeed. If I'm working with somebody in my mastermind, for example, though, like, I take that very seriously. And I'm not saying I don't take my core students seriously. I don't mean that. I just mean, like, if somebody is investing in me, in my program, for more hands-on help, I want them to succeed. I want all my students to succeed. But when it comes to it, for me, like, for so long, it felt very heavy because I felt responsible for their success. And it just was really heavy to me. But then I finally realized, it took me a while to realize it. And this is the realization that Kweja had, because he experienced it in his own program. And I wanted to share this with you because I hear this from a lot of students, that they're frustrated because they're giving their students, maybe you're giving your students or your clients everything that they need to succeed, but they're not doing it. They're not taking the action. They're not being a successful CEO of their business. They're not taking responsibility for their success. And so what I came up with and what I realized finally, and this was a game changer for me, this opened up a whole new world for me, if you will, that I am responsible to you, to my students, to my mastermind students, but I'm not responsible for you. I can give you everything you need to be successful, but it's up to you to take 100% responsibility to move forward, to take action and take hold of the opportunity that you have and keep moving forward. So if you're experiencing that heaviness or that feeling of responsibility for your students or your clients' success, I want you to remember that you're responsible to them, not for them, right? Once you realize that, once you grasp that, it's a game changer, because it takes the pressure off your shoulders. And it just kind of, this is, I'm sharing what it was for me. Like, took the pressure off my shoulders. It felt so much lighter and I was so much happier with it. And frankly, my mastermind students could see that. And it was like, we're off to the races. And so now, once I've grasped this concept, you know, almost a year ago, the program has never been more successful. I mean, I've done group coaching programs for years now, but the iteration of what my Accelerator Mastermind is now, it's never been more successful. It never had more success stories and just reaching and having our students reach their goals. So remember, just to recap real quick, if you are feeling that heaviness, if you're feeling that responsibility for the success of your students in any way, you're responsible to them, not for them. Cool. Hey, speaking of my Accelerator Mastermind, quick announcement here. If you're an online expert, what that means is you're a course creator, you're an online educator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, that type of business, online entrepreneur, right? And you've already achieved a certain level of success in your business, but you're now spinning your wheels to get to the next level. And that next level could be breaking through six figures. Maybe it's multiple six figures or seven figures. You very likely do not need another course or to read more books. What you need is a cohesive growth strategy, one that focuses on mindset, one that focuses on paid and organic traffic, one that focuses on scaling your business without you doing more stuff, right? One that focuses on how do you stop doing all the things in your business, one that focuses on growing a team, all that stuff. In addition, coaching, support, community, and accountability to help you take your online expert business to the next level. I'm now taking applications for my next 6-month Accelerator Mastermind, which runs from January 2020 to June 2020. And so if you're listening right now and you're like, yeah, this is exactly what I need, then I want to invite you to A, fill an application, and then B, schedule a free strategy session with me. Okay. This is application only for the applications that we think might be a good fit. Then we will schedule a call with me so I can learn more about your business. And then also we can determine further if you're a fit for the accelerator. So just go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Again, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friends, hope today's quick tip was helpful for you. Remember, you are responsible to your students, not for them. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Super appreciate you. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.